Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about new technology to detect BRD. Back with Dr. Jason Nickel in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, is a major problem for the U.S. beef cattle industry. Dr. Jason Nickel with Merck Animal Health has been working on some innovative technology called the Whisper System that will determine when an animal has BRD and how severe a case that particular critter has.
The bovine is very equipped at concealing the fact that it's sick. So by the time a human is actually able to identify that that animal has bovine respiratory disease, it's likely been sick for several days. And so utilizing new technology to find those animals earlier in the disease phase, as well as confirming that they actually have disease, is imperative in order to enhance our antimicrobial and vaccine technology. And so the Whisper technology was designed to confirm the BRD diagnosis at the chute. So that animal is still has to be identified by a human, by a pen rider, brought to the chute, but then in conjunction with the information gained through rectal temperature, plus the Whisper technology, we can improve that diagnosis and accurately determine who really needs treatment, but then tailor the treatment accordingly based upon how severe that disease is.
Literally get a quick thumbnail look if that animal really has lung issues and how severe they are.
That's exactly right. And so instead of a blanket administration of antibiotics across the board to animals that present for presumably BRD, we can weed out animals that do not have bovine respiratory disease and avoid unnecessary treatment costs that go along with that. But then additionally, we can, by determining among the animals that truly do have BRD, we can get a better picture of where they are in the disease process and then decide what treatment is necessary in order to get that animal back on its feet.
Now, the Whisper technology, this is something what Merck has been working on, right?
Yes, sir. So Merck has owned this technology for roughly a year and a half. We've spent a majority of that time doing additional studies, generating more information to get a better handle on this, as well as improving the technology. And training our sales force. And so we have, although we've owned it for roughly a year and a half, we've been supporting it for about 6 months.
So the hope is that you'll be able to get feed yards, backgrounders, maybe at even some point larger cow-calf operators to take a look at this type of technology.
Absolutely. You know, as we continue to enter into an age where the consumer has a lot of oversight as far as how we operate, good or bad, having the justification there to administer antimicrobials in a responsible manner is going to be imperative. But then conversely, from a financial standpoint, utilizing tools like this are meant to optimize a producer's financial impact as well.
Dr. Jason Nickel of Merck Animal Health. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.